BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Tom, I'm 19 and I'm from Southend. You might not know this, but I once stuck a Kick Me sticker on Dermot O'Leary's back. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Let's have a weekend. Tom off of Essex introduced the show today. His day has mostly been listening to Radio 1 and watching Jeremy Kyle. That's right, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Are you a student?
Yeah.
Doing what?
English, media, all that fun stuff.
Have you seen Jeremy Kyle USA yet?
No.
Oh, please get it in your life.
What is it? Like, it's the same thing?
Yeah.
What, with Jeremy?
Yeah.
I need to see that.
Yeah, you do need to see that.
That sounds brilliant.
It is. It's just... same Jeremy Kyle, get off my stage, etc. But only with crazy American people.
I love it. Brilliant. I'm going to find that.
ITV2, it's on all the time. Right, so this thing about Dermot O'Leary, you stuck a Kick Me sticker on his back. When was this?
Oh, this is ages ago. I can't exactly remember, but it was a long time ago. I was like 5 or something.
Where were you?
At the festival.
When you were 5?
Yeah, I went with my mum.
Love that mums take you to festivals.
She was, like, doing something for the fire service.
So your first festival was 5 years of age?
Oh, yeah.
That is incredible. Started early?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Been to any since?
Early. Yeah, I went to the festival last year.
Was it the same, but different?
No, I didn't see Dermot.
Oh, yeah.
didn't see Dermot.
How did this come about?
Well, I'm not quite sure, but I know he was with, the fire people... which my mum was with as well. And then my mum was talking to him, and then I decided to put a sticker on his back saying kick me.
And then what?
And then kicked him. Not in a nasty way, obviously.
No. What did he say?
I don't know, I can't remember.
Oh yeah, you were 5.
He was alright though, he didn't get angry.
He's a very nice man.
He is, I love him. I love him, I love him on X Factor and all that.
Every time he does the little turny round a bit on X Factor, do you think, yeah, I've kicked him in the shins?
I do. It brings me back.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Have a really good weekend. What you got planned?
I will. Nothing.
Right, as I said, Jeremy Kyle USA.
More Jeremy Kyle.
Yeah. Thanks for introducing the show today.
That's all right.
Love you, bye.
Love you too, bye.
It's all right. Send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Your dreams can come true. You can introduce this show. Maybe sometime next week. Hey, you know that prank guy that's only pranking me in the high-vis jacket outside?
Oh, Peter Griffin.
Yeah. The one that's like, oi, Mills, oh, you dropped something there. In the gutter, look, in there. Ah! He was on a roll for like 2 days, disappeared. I think he stopped working in the area. How happy am I? So glad it's Friday. It's like, he normally is outside and I'm just waiting for him to prank me, but he's not there anymore. Hopefully his building contract is finished forever. Wonder Years in this area, I meant. I'm not.
Oh, God. You can't wish wish a poor guy out of work just for having a laugh on his lunch break.
I don't wish him to be fired. I wish him to be out of work. Also, I need to clear something up on Twitter the other day.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Now, the other day, the Scott Mills Daily was not available from the Radio 1 website or from your favourite fruit-based website. So I sent a tweet saying, so sorry for lack of the Scott Mills Daily. I've had the person who are responsible for this immediately fired. Now, looking back on it, I should have put a smiley face or something because it did actually look like I had fired that person, as if I have the even power to do that.
And also, you didn't say that it wasn't me, so I got loads of messages going, yes, you're finally off. I was like, hey, what's going on?
So, I do apologise to that person. Obviously, it was just a small mistake. And I think the internet was... that was the day the internet was playing up anyway. So let's just use that as an excuse. And they haven't been fired, and I should have put a smiley face or a lol.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.